A new investigation between Wyoming Public Radio and The Guardian uncovers how a frequently cited report truly came about. The taxpayer-funded study considers the economic impacts of the Biden administration's climate plans relating to oil and gas. It gives a grim forecast for Western states. What was not disclosed? The influence and financial support from the oil and gas industry. The study is now making the rounds without that proper detail, from articles in the New York Times to federal hearings. Energy reporter Cooper McKim worked on the story alongside Emily Holden, the founder of Floodlight, a collaborative environmental news site partnered with The Guardian.
So essentially, we found that a study that was being cited widely by Republicans and also making it into a lot of news stories across the West and even nationally was basically had a high level of industry involvement throughout its development. And what it found was that the Biden administration's climate policies, particularly stopping drilling on public lands, would have just economically ruinous effects on Western states. But when the study's been cited, that involvement from industry has not been disclosed.
And it's come up, I think, importantly, in instances, in decision-making instances, like with the potential confirmation, we're recording this on Thursday, of Biden's pick for the Secretary of the Interior.
Right. So we published our story Tuesday morning, and just a couple hours later, we saw that Senator Lummis had issued a hold on Biden's nomination to run the Interior Department, Deb Haaland, essentially saying that we're going to try to block this from moving forward in the Senate however possible. And that's something that Democrats can overcome, but it just takes a bit longer. And so they're now not having a vote on her until next week.
So a lawmaker in Montana, Steve Daines, also cited the report, and Lummis did too, correct?
Yes.
Right, as did our representative here, Liz Cheney. So why do you feel this story in particular was important and important to work on with a local journalist?
This is something that we see happening frequently. And I think that, you know, if you're in a state where industry is really important to the economy, it almost gets to the point where, you know, it's not surprising and it almost seems normal that a state-funded report would have such influence from industry. But it's really not normal, and it's especially untransparent to not disclose that so that people don't understand where the information that they're relying on for their policymakers to make decisions is coming from. So I think this is really the sort of strategy that you've seen from industry over and over again. I think it's something you're seeing increasingly, especially as the oil and gas industry is facing, you know, more climate regulations and efforts from the Biden administration. I think that they are really going to be trying to control the conversation and make it look like there's no way to limit the greenhouse gas emissions causing climate change without massive layoffs and economic ruin and just the collapse of Western state economies that rely on revenues from this industry.
Well, that's all from me. Anything else you wanted to mention before we sign off?
Yeah, I would just emphasize that this study has been making the rounds kind of all over the country. It's reached people from their daily newspapers, which are the sources that they're likely to trust. And the reporters who were referencing it didn't necessarily know about its background. They didn't know that it was the Western Energy Alliance that came up with the idea for the study or offered comments on it throughout or, you know, helped publicize it and then, you know, built a whole ad campaign around it. And I think that's really a problem if even reporters who we depend on to have the best reliable information for us cannot figure something like that out without the kind of investigative deep dive that we're doing. That's really not fair for the public.
Well, thanks, Emily, for joining me.
Thank you.